Homeward Bound, February 12, My Father's Business. Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Luke 2, verse 49. How is it that ye sought me? Answered Jesus. Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And as they seemed not to understand his words, he pointed upward. On his face was a light at which they wondered. Divinity was flashing through humanity. On finding him in the temple, they had listened to what was passing between him and the rabbis, and they were astonished at his questions and answers. His words started a train of thought that would never be forgotten. It was natural for the parents of Jesus to look upon him as their own child. He was daily with them. His life, in many respects, was like that of other children, and it was difficult for them to realize that he was the Son of God. They were in danger of failing to appreciate the blessing granted them in the presence of the world's Redeemer. The grief of their separation from him, and the gentle reproof which his words conveyed, were designed to impress them with the sacredness of their trust. In the answer to his mother, Jesus showed for the first time that he understood his relation to God. Before his birth, the angel had said to Mary, "He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever." These words Mary had pondered in her heart. Yet while she believed that her child was to be Israel's Messiah, she did not comprehend his mission. Now she did not understand his words, but she knew that he had disclaimed kinship to Joseph and had declared his sonship to God. Jesus did not ignore his relation to his earthly parents. From Jerusalem he returned home with them and aided them in their life of toil. He hid in his own heart the mystery of his mission, waiting submissively for the appointed time for him to enter upon his work. For 18 years after he had recognized that he was the Son of God, he acknowledged the tie that bound him to the home at Nazareth and performed the duties of a son, a brother, a friend, and a citizen. The Desire of Ages, pages 81 and 82.